thank you, Jesus, for all that you are. Let's release your glory, Lord. Your glory, your convicting power, your encouragement, your exhortation, your comfort, Lord, to everyone here tonight, Father. We give you praise, Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for everyone here, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you that we have access to you, Father, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, O God, for all that you are. In Jesus' name. Look at me real quick, guys. I'm not going to keep you long. I got some real plain and vanilla for you. You see the church, in general, you see Christian people. And you know that we're complacent as a body. Jesus said in Matthew 11, I promise I won't keep you long. I don't like preaching long at all, actually, at all on this. But Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, listen carefully. I want you to picture him as I am talking to you directly. I want you to picture him right smack dead in front of you. And he's reading these three Bible verses to you. And he's reading them to me. Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 20, he said, come to me. Can you imagine Jesus calling you by name? And Alex, come to me. Jesus saying to me and you, come to me. And every time I call my little boy David or mother, kids are getting too old for daddy to hug them and kiss them. You know, they used to, I love kissing my kids all the time. I joke around with my kids a lot, but I love to tell them I love them. That's what dads do after all, right? The only one that still comes to me a lot is David. He comes to me, I just like holding him. Why? Just because he's mine. You'll know one day when your child comes out of you. When you hear the first word, mommy, come out of his or her mouth, there's nothing like a child saying dad or daddy. There's just something about it. But here Jesus says to me and you, come to me. All who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Basically, he's saying, come to me if you've got the pressures of life consuming you, if you're carrying too heavy of a burden, just come to me. Because I'm going to give you rest. Well, Jesus, you're calling me to come to you. He said, if you're burdened down, Julie, if you're burdened down, Elijah, Rosie, home, if you're burdened down and you're carrying a burden that you just can't carry no more, you feel like there's an overload on your back, he says, come to me. Just come to me. All who labor and are heavy laden. And listen to what he says. If you come to me and the burdens of life are wearing you down. He said, if you come to me, he said, if you come to me, Jesus, he says, I will give you rest. Actually, that word rest means to lean up on a recliner. Rest while there's turmoil and trial and tribulation and depression in this world. Jesus said, if you come to me, if you come to me, he said, I will give you rest. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? But you see the church so burdened down. People struggling with the same things they struggled with 9 years ago. The church is so beat up. The divorce rate is the same exact in the church as it is in society. Maybe a little bit more now. But Jesus said, come to me. All of you who labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I will give you rest. Listen to what he says in 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He said, come to me. All of you who feel the pressures of life. Legalism is bearing down on you. If you feel you can't take it no more, he said, come to me and I'll give you rest in that situation. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He said, you take my word, you take my precepts, you take my commandments. Take my yoke upon you, Letty. Take my yoke upon you, Renee. Bind together as one with me, is what he's saying. Take my yoke upon you. Take my word, take my precepts, and become one with me. He said, become one with me, he says. And learn, as you know, if we become one with Jesus, we can't do nothing but learn from him. He said, my yoke, it's easy. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Listen to what he said about himself, for I am gentle. Jesus is telling you, see, you think Jesus is mad at you? You think you've done so many great things that he can't forgive you and love you through your mess? I heard a black lady say one time, on the south side of town, she said, God loves you, but he'll kill you. That's not true. You think God's upset with you because you've missed the mark lately? Maybe you've done things or said things you shouldn't have said. You think he's mad at you? You think he's far from you? No, not the God that I serve. He said, take my yoke upon you. Take my sayings. Take who I am. And as you take who I am and you bind together with me, he said, you'll learn from me. He said, for I am gentle. So you think he's mad at you? But he says, I am gentle and lowly and meek. I'm humble in heart. And you will find rest. Again, he says the word rest for your souls. So when I see a Christian that's in torment, that's unhappy, that doesn't know which way they're turning. See, some of you right now are in situations where you can't see your way out of it. Some of you want to cry right now because you're in a state right now where you don't see an end. You don't see victory in this darkness. You don't see it. And you won't see it outside of Jesus. You won't see it. I see Christians today struggling with the same things they struggled with 10 years ago. But what did Jesus say? He said, come to me. If you come to me and you'll learn from me, I will give you rest. So when I see a Christian struggling in depression, don't know which way they're going, that lets me know one thing, they haven't fulfilled the first part of that verse that says, come to me. They haven't gone to Jesus. Because the fruit of going into Jesus, a fruit of binding together as one in Jesus, is rest for your soul. Listen to what he said. He said, take who I am. He said, be one with me. See, the church, the modern day church, we're not one with him. He said, take my yoke. Take who I am and learn from me. As you learn from me, if you take my yoke, you become one. This is him. This is you. You take who he is and you come together. And he said, I'm going to give you rest from anything that this dark society says you have to walk in. You don't have to feel isolated. You don't have to be depressed. You don't have to have your dependency on any man or any woman. Jesus said, come to me, all of you that are heavy laden and burdened down with the things of this world. He said, I, Jesus, the Son of God, God, I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Take who I am. Be one with me. He said, I'm gentle, he said. And I'm meek in heart. And as you come to me, he said, I will give you rest. Listen to that, my friends. If you hear anything I say, it's going to be a short service. If you hear anything I say tonight, if you hear anything I say, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how isolated you may feel. Jesus Christ gives me and you a promise. He says, come to me. He's saying, Gene, he said, come to me. But Jesus, you don't know the state that I'm in. You don't know the mistakes I've made. He says, come to me. Jesus, I've made mistake after mistake. Jesus says, come to me. He said, my yoke, who I am, is easy, and my burden is light. He said, if you come to me, see, there's people in here that are orphans. People in here that have never really felt the love and compassion of a mother or a father. And those things can be burdensome. But Jesus says, come to me. He said, be one with me. And then he says, learn from me. That's why I heard, I don't know if y'all noticed this morning what Pastor was saying. He said almost the same exact thing that I said last week about our dependency being on Jesus and not on man. Did y'all catch that this morning or not really? It's not that my pastor is an awesome man of God, but he's not Jesus. Why are you putting on your pastor? I'm not. I'm in full submission to my pastor. Men like him are very few nowadays. But Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. I don't care what you're going through, isolation. You're not alone. If you go to Jesus with all your heart, you might feel alone, you might feel isolated. I promise you, he'll give you a comfort and he'll surround you with people that will care for you. Jesus said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Jesus said, and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will, I promise you, he says, I promise you one thing. If you come to me, if you learn from me, he said, I, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, he said, I will give you rest. What kind of rest is he talking about? An inward peace inside of you, no matter even if you face death, you'll be content in who Jesus is. Let me tell you something, my friends. We don't have long before that trumpet blows. This world is perverse. It's backwards. We're forsaking God. Our current president wants every single state to legalize same-sex marriage. He wants every state not to legalize it. This is not a political sermon, but this is where we're headed. The day's going to come where Christians will be persecuted and even killed for carrying this. I believe Christians, one day we're going to have to believe God for a loaf of bread, Alex. The United States has forsaken the ways of God. Millions of babies aborted and killed yearly. Now, time more than ever for me and you to walk into God. More than ever to walk into God and to share with each other about our faith. Listen, Jesus isn't concerned about your mistake. He isn't concerned about your error. He isn't concerned about what you're doing or what you're not doing. He's just saying to you, as your Savior, He says, come to me. He doesn't want an explanation for your error or for your sin or for your darkness. He told the woman caught in adultery in John chapter what, 11? Woman was caught in adultery in the very act. They wanted to stone her. They said, Master, we caught this woman in the very act. Moses in the law commanded us such to be stoned. The woman was there shaking, thinking she was going to be killed. But Jesus said, he that is without sin, what did he say to him? You be the first to cast a stone at her. They all left convicted. She was there shaking at the feet of Jesus. And he looked at her and said, woman, where are your accusers at? Have they not stoned? He said, no, they're not here, Lord. He said, neither do I. He said, go listen to... Now, preachers, we always want to dog people for sexual sin. And I tell you why most preachers want to dog society and their sheep for sexual sin. Because the preacher that does it over and over again is burning inside with lust. He's covering up what he goes through. He's covering it up. But Jesus said, as I sat here, I was here a couple hours before church, he said, come to me. He said, come to me. All of you who are burdened down with the things of this world, he said, be one with me. He said, be one with me. Become my yoke is easy. Be one with me. And he gave me and you a personal guarantee. He said, if you become one with me, he said, I will give you rest. How can we go wrong with a statement like that? More than a statement, he made me and you a promise. He said, come to me. All of you that are heavy laden, you're carrying a burden that you can't carry. He said, come to me. He said, become one with me. And he gave me a personal guarantee. He said, I, second person of the Godhead, God Almighty, Jesus, the Son of the living God, I will give you rest. God is so misunderstood. He is so misunderstood. He's not mad at you, friends. He's not mad at you at all. But he's giving you an invitation today. Just come to me. Satan has tried for the last 6 months for me to accuse God. Some of the hellacious things I've gone through. But I'm still here. To try to take my eyesight. Come at me time and time again, but I'm still here. Because I know there's a promise for me and for you that if we press into Jesus Christ with all our heart, we will finish our course. We will finish. If what I'm telling you today does not move you or encourage you, then something's wrong. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I, Jesus, will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He said, I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy. That my burden is light. He's saying, become one with me. Bind together with me. Be yoked together with me. And as you become one with him, you'll learn from the most meekest, gentle man on the face of this earth. He'll treat you like no man or no woman has ever treated you. The recompense of going to him is like none other. It's like none other. See, you beat yourself over, over and over again with the thing that you didn't want to do, but you found yourself doing it. You've even got to the point where you don't care no more. You say, Jesus, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to do it no more. I know I'm going to fall to it again. But the second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ, the man, Jesus Christ, God, he wants to so fill you with who he is. He wants you to find so much rest in him. And I looked that word rest up, and it, to an extent, it talked about a person leaning up on a recliner. No matter what society, no matter what pressure they put on you or it puts on you, because there's a rest, an inward rest in me that will consume you. If you come to me, make no mistake. He said, if you come to me, okay. There can be such a rest and peace in your life that you can face death. You can face 39 lashes on your back. You can face crown of thorns being placed on your brow and still have enough peace in your life to endure it if we go to Jesus. As I read the book of the martyrs, it amazes me. I believe it was Simon Peter. I believe it could be wrong, that even to his death when he was crucified was preaching love. Was preaching love. He said, don't crucify me and kill me like Jesus. Turn me upside down. See, there's a place that we have to find where our life doesn't even matter. Have you found it yet? No, I haven't found it yet. But I know it exists according to the scriptures. According to the forefathers, I know that place exists. I just haven't found it. Hear these words before we close tonight and worship a little bit. I don't care what you're going through. I mean, not in a negative sense, but from A to Z, Jesus is telling you today, come to me, and I'll give you a rest and inward peace that you won't comprehend. I'll give you a peace and a strength where you can stare down a giant and know that the giant is defeated. I can give you a peace and a strength where you can be surrounded at the pinnacle of a mountain, surrounded by your enemies, and I can give you a peace and a rest knowing that you'll win. But there's a prerequisite, my friends. He said, come to me. He's saying, be one with me. Yoke together with me. Bind together with me. Be one with me. And he said, Alex, and I, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I will give you a rest that will blow your mind. Now I'm growing closer and closer to this rest. I haven't found I haven't found it completely. But something's increasing inside because I dreaded the day many years ago, the day that my mom would die. I didn't think I could handle it. I dreaded that day. I wanted to move over there with her. The last few years of her life, she had a big old tumor. It looked like a dang grapefruit on the shoulder. Terrible. And every time I'd go over there, I'd cry because I'd pray for her to get it off of her, and it wouldn't move. So I wanted to move over there because I knew she wasn't doing the things that I asked her to do. I knew she wasn't doing it. She thought actually that her dying of cancer was of God. So it was kind of hard to get her out of that belief. So I wanted to go live with her the last few years of her life. I never moved. I never went. And I don't regret it. But I dreaded the day that I got that call that told me that she had gone to the other side. When I got that call, I was there with her in Texas. I'm almost done. I was there with her in Texas. And I asked her, I said, Mom, are you ready to go home? She said, yes, Mico, I'm ready. She never went, so I had to come back to work. When I came back, I think 2 or 3 days later, I got the call that said, your mama just died. You know what? I didn't cry. When I went to Texas and they buried her, I didn't get emotional. Because I had an understanding inside of my heart that the place where my mother was, there was no more tumor. Had an understanding that when you're a Christian and you give your life to Jesus Christ, at the moment you give up your last breath, that you're in His presence. And at the funeral, all my family was crying. They got emotional, and I felt bad. I thought to myself, my God, they're going to think I don't love my mom. I better make myself cry. So I made myself cry so people wouldn't get mad at me because they wouldn't think that I wasn't caring about my mom. So I was like this. I was faking it. But there's a peace that came from knowing Jesus that took me through that time in my life. I'm here to tell you people, I'm not your perfect prototype. As I said last week, don't keep your eyes on me. But I can lead you to, that's one thing about what we're taught here. We're not taught to follow men. We're taught to follow the leadership and guidance of the Holy Spirit. If I could ever talk you into reading your word, praying in the Spirit, and worshiping Jesus Christ consistently, there'll be a rest and a peace that comes with that. Well, you'll be overwhelmed with who He is. He says, come to me. Go home. If you hear anything that I say tonight, remember these words. Just come to me. He didn't say, come to me if your hands are squeaky clean. He says, come to me as you are. What a comfort. What a comfort. And as me and you go to Him and we bind together with Him, we become one with Him, He said, you'll learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart. That's what He's asking of me and you with all our hearts. I want all of you to grow up to change things. The divorce rate in the church and out of the church is the same exact thing. I want each and every one of you here today to grow up, not knowing that the word virgin is not a cuss word. That being faithful to one man and not woman is not unheard of. I want you growing up that when you put a ring on your finger, it's forever. See, we have to be difference makers in society. Society's tired of hearing words from the church with no substance. Jesus said in Matthew 5, he said, you are the light of this world. A city set on a hill, he said, it can't be hid. He said, no one lights a lamp and puts it underneath a bed, but they put it on the lampstand to be seen by all. He said, let your light so shine before men. Let your light so shine before men that they may see, that they may see, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. See, we want to talk about the word, but we really don't want to live it. He said, society, let them see your good conduct in Christ that they may glorify your Father, which is in heaven. He said, me and you are the salt of this earth. We give life. We preserve. We're the merciful ones. We're the peacemakers. We are. Are you perfect, Pastor Roman? No, just ask my kids. There's a lot I'm working out in my life, but I don't know how to work it out, though. By spending time with a man named Jesus Christ. I'm asking you today, my friends, don't beat yourself up. Don't condemn yourself. Hear the words of Jesus. He's saying, come to me. In the process of me and you going to him, he makes me and you a promise. He says, I, Jesus, the one that you're coming to, he said, I will give you a rest. That only I can give you. Amen. Bow your heads with me, please. Well, I need to just be sensitive. Just ask the Holy Ghost what he'd have you to play, please. Father, we bless you. Father, we thank you. We worship you. We thank you for the edification, exhortation, and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for your word that transforms our mind and our thinking. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We give you praise, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me leave you this final thought. And I know there'll be times in our lives where you're going to face opposition. Well, you know, you can take that to the bank. One thing that I've learned when I feel the kingdom of darkness bombarding my mind, or I don't want to be hypocritical to you, at times when it's not that I can't, it's just that I won't. There's times where all I can do sometimes is just say the name of Jesus over and over again at night. I was in a lot of pain the last month, and I didn't read much. I read some. Not like I usually do. I didn't pray in the Spirit much. I did some. But one thing I could do at night, and what I was going through was, is I would just say the name of Jesus thousands of times over and over again. I just in bed, I would just say, Jesus, Jesus. You can't never go wrong saying his holy name. It's not that you're touching him, it's you're touching and changing your emotion, your mindset. When times get real rough, where you feel everything around you is caving in, just say the name of Jesus over and over again. Not for his sake, but for your sake. Jesus told him. He said these words, and I got to stop because I feel the anointing off me already. He said, come to me. I want to thank some people that have stood by me, Alex and Renee and Harry and Odalia, you guys. The times in this ministry you do feel, you know, where's the bus route, where's this and that, but you know what, somehow it always works out. I've learned that you can't force anybody to be part of a ministry. I've been taught that. You give God thanks for the ones that are here with a cheerful heart to serve Jesus. And I want to thank you guys. Harry, I know you live in LaBelle and you come. And Wadali's been coming for years, helping me, and Alex and Renee. Thank you guys. And of course, my wife. Last but not least, my wife. And guys, just press into Jesus. Press into him. You'll never be the same. Amen. God bless you.